thank you so much for tuning in to Ben FM and especially Woman of the Week, where we celebrate the fantastic work being done by women in and around Philly and nationally as well. Deborah Block is joining me now. She's Artistic Director for Theater Exile. It's a 13th and Reed in fabulous South Philadelphia. How long has Theater Exile been there?
We've been in South Philadelphia all of our existence, the 18 years, and 19147 has always been our zip code, but we've been in that space since 2009.
Well, you dine out before a show. The restaurant boon happening in South Philadelphia is certainly helping. There's a great show coming in to Theater Exile at 13th and Reed in South Philly, and it's in town through March 1st. It is called The Whale, and we're going to get into that, but I'd like to get to know you, Deborah Block, a little bit more. How did you find your way to Theater Exile?
Well, I have always been involved in theater. For whatever reason, when I was really young, my mom put a little careers game in front of me, and I chose theater and I chose teaching, and I've always done those since I've been as young as I can remember to now. I've always been involved in both, and I've loved them. And theater has been a great outlet for me to understand my community, understand myself, to give back to the things that I love, and to listen to stories. And I love it. I've been very, very fortunate. I started off in theater, but I've done dance, and I was one of the founders of the Philadelphia Fringe Festival, now called the Fringe Arts. And when I left there after 10 years, I joined Theater Exile, and Theater Exile grew up in the Fringe, and so we all knew each other, and it seemed like a great match.
I was really lucky to be asked to do a Fringe show last season, and I gotta say, I'm hooked. I can't wait to get back on a stage again. This is the power.
It's the power of live theater. It is being innovative in the way you tell stories, to even the performer be part of the excitement of new. I have to say, I still get excited when I sit in a theater and the lights go down, because I'm about to be engaged in a world that is not my own and ultimately understand things better. I just get excited. I'm a little kid when I go into the theater and the lights go down and they're
really
about to
passion.
Tell me. It is. I love it. And I've been so fortunate.
Deborah Block is my guest, Artistic Director for Theater Exile. Let's hone in on what you do as Artistic Director.
Well, the Artistic Director makes sure that the theater is telling the uber story that you want to tell, the big story that the theater wants to be telling. And we like to do theater that's very direct, kind of exciting, and tells stories that matter to us today. And so I make sure that the company is always doing that. We have a very young audience, and as well as people who've been going to the theater for years and years. It is a very mixed age range of people, because it's with people who don't want to just while away the hours, but really engage in what they're doing, having fun. We have passion at Theater Exile, and you leave being totally engaged in the story. You said that the theater is quaint. It is intimate. You will be right there with the actors. You will see and be there. You will feel like you are in the story. This upcoming story of The Whale is one of hopefulness, of people coming together, making family out of dysfunction, kind of like life is, and overcoming and find hope in friendship and family.
There's so much more to what you do, and I'm trying to understand it as an outsider, someone who doesn't live, eat, and breathe it.
It's picking the plays as part of it, but then making sure that the message that we put out is the one that we want in everything that we do. We know that even in life, you can make a decision and you find yourself making one kind of decision in this part of your life and another kind of decision. We want to make sure that everything we do as a business, as a place to present art, is being engaged in the way that we want Theater Exile to do. We talk about joining us in exile. Kind of outside the boundaries a little bit. We're a little offbeat. We're a little rough around the edges. You may hear naughty words. You may hear things that actually reflect life in a very direct way.
So it's a little gritty.
It is a little gritty.
I like it, but that's Philly.
That is Philly. I love that about Philadelphia. That's what I say all the time. You always know how people feel.
That's for sure. And certainly, you know, your job as Artistic Director is to make sure people walk away talking about the program that they've just seen. In this case, the show The Whale, which is at Theater Exile in town now through the first week in March. This show is fascinating in its premise. Why don't you, Deborah, since you've been living with it, explain the premise of The Whale.
The Whale is about a man named Charlie who is trying to reconnect with his daughter after many, many years estrangement. He's been supporting her over the years, but his ex-wife has kept him from her, and he is a 600-pound man. And while it is not about him being 600 pounds, when you have a 600-pound man in your room, changes every way that everything that is done around him. And he is trying to connect, and he's dealing with with the disgust that people have when they first see him versus the love and affection that they gain when they get to know him. He is a kind soul, but self-deprecating to a fault. And the director asked a question the first day of rehearsal, which is an interesting one, is what does the world look like when you can't forgive yourself?
Yeah.
There's laughter in it. It's funny, but it's heartfelt and it's engaging and it's incredibly warm and moving play.
It's written by an American playwright, by the way. We should point out Samuel D. Hunter.
He just won the MacArthur Genius Award right after this was produced. Between the time we selected the play and now, he won the 2014 MacArthur Fellowship because he's brilliant.
It is about Charlie, a 600-pound man who's let his couch in a self-imposed isolation nearly swallow him whole. After you've been through something really devastating, the loss of a partner, the loss of a loved one, There are a myriad of ways in which we bury ourselves. It would seem to me in this play, Charlie's just beached himself inside of that tiny apartment. That's so relatable, right?
It is. It is relatable. And that's the thing about this character. When you see someone so extreme, you figured, oh, well, there's nothing connectable between him and me. But the truth is, he's someone who couldn't forgive himself, tried to hide away. He's still a man who supports his family and works every day. He teaches online. He helps students all the time. But he's someone who can't figure it out. He lost his partner and he can't figure it out. And I certainly understand what it means to try to figure out the world that we're in. And he's having trouble. And it's also about love and dysfunction. His best friend, Liz, supports him all the time. She's a nurse. She's there. She's trying to help him every day. But she's also bringing him food in a way that's not always helpful. And it's sometimes hard for us to separate the ways that help and the ways that hurt.
And of course, the whole trying to reconnect with his daughter is a big part of the show as well. Has this show premiered anywhere else? Has it been in any other theaters?
It has been, but not in Philadelphia. This is the first time it's in Philadelphia, and I believe only the second time this playwright's being produced in Philadelphia.
So you, as artistic director, made that decision. Deborah, tell us how. Why?
Well, it's been an exciting play. It came up through the ranks, but it's a type of play that not every theater company can do. We are specifically set to be able to do these plays that tell really difficult and nuanced stories, and you will understand the nuance because you're right there as a human. You're not being separated by great distance between the stage and the seats. And it's also hard. A lot of the companies in town, and we have great theaters in town, can't attack a play with this much meat.
How do you have room for a 600-pound character?
Well, I'll tell you, we actually had to reconfigure the whole theater In order to accommodate it because he would not be able to fit through the seating the way that the actors traditionally come in. So we actually had to rotate the stage, rebuild the whole stage so that he could have a dressing room right off of the stage so he could come in. He'll probably be getting dressed on the stage itself because coming through the actual doorways that are even in the stage are a little difficult.
It's a day in the life of an art director for a very small local theater.
And I work with a great artistic team. Joe Canuso and Matt Pfeiffer are wonderful partners in this, and we go through all of these decisions together to try to figure out how to tell the best story, how to engage our audiences, how to get in discussions with our audience, how to have the most fun, and how to make theater that's really meaningful and lets you think about it days later, weeks later, years later.
It sounds fantastic. It's in Philadelphia at Theater Exile from now through March 1st. I wouldn't wait to get your tickets, and they're really inexpensive. This is a small, intimate show, and you will really connect with the people on stage. TheaterExile.org is the address. I'll even give out the phone number, Deborah, if that's all right, since
that
I have it.
That sounds fabulous.
215-218-4022. How many shows do you guys do a year?
We do 3 main stage productions, and we do also some new play development, so you can come in and see a play midway in process. In fact, a show that we are premiering next year about our past mayor, Frank Rizzo, went through our new play development. It's our first commission that we are doing, and that's going to be next year. We're going to be doing that at Christchurch Neighborhood House.
Hey, we're not even done this show. You're already working ahead in the next year.
We are. And I have to tell you that The Whale by Samuel D. Hunter is starring a man named Scott Greer, who, if you ever go to theater, you've probably seen him. He's been all over town. He is one of these country's best actors, and we are so thrilled to have him in Philadelphia.
Awesome. Deb, one last question. What was the play that you saw when you were young that sort of just changed your life and stayed with you? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I think it's a worthwhile question for an artistic director.
Well, I did grow up seeing theater. I grew up here. People's Light and Theater Company was here. Villanova was doing some theater. I also went to Playhouse in the Park a lot, and so we saw musicals out there. I remember seeing Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I believe it was Selma Diamond there with her cigarette smoking and... voice, hi, honey. And so I saw the big musicals like that when I was growing up. But we also did shows in my school, and I just loved it. And so I can't even pick one. But I will tell you, I was one of those kids that turned on UHF and watched the old movies. And even Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which we're doing next, I used to watch the movie of that and also all of the old comedy shows.
So take a look at what's coming up at theaterexile.org when you have a moment. I think something will catch your eye. The Whale certainly seems very fascinating. I'd love to see it as well. Philadelphia, in spite of itself, becoming a world-class artistic city, and I, for one, could not be happier. And I hope I get to do another Fringe performance.
Oh, and wait.
Next year.
Well, we'll have a cabaret coming up if you want to get on stage again.
I'll do anything. I've really became very hooked doing that show.
Oh.
And I'm kind of a goofball who is not afraid to humiliate herself anyway.
Well, we're really into humiliation at Theater Exile, and we're going to be doing a cabaret on June 4th. I'd love to have you part of that. That would be great.
Deborah, woo-hoo. I'm in. You had me at hello. Deborah Block, Artistic Director, Theater Exile. I'm dead serious. I will do as you wish. Theater Exile's in South Philly. Get all the info, especially on The Whale. You need to see the show, theaterexile.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is great fun.